There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it from me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. It's a beautiful place in the country.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
Do you boast about the proficiency of your trusted financial calculator? Does getting your business a refund feel like an act of heroism? If so, you might be gear-centric, someone who knows that the right office gear helps you do great things. And at Office Depot and Office Max, we have the quality tax gear you need. Right now, save $10 on TurboTax and H&R Block Deluxe and Hire. Office Depot and Office Max. Gear up for great. Offer ends 2/14.
Tonight,
we are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves return to Allstate Arena tomorrow against Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. Bulls are back at United Center tonight, taking on Sacramento. 9 of the next 10 at home for the Bulls, as Tom Thibodeau dismisses any discussion of the window closing on the team's winning capability.
To me, the idea of a window is, you know, like you're not concentrating on the right things. What you have to concentrate on is each and every day, what you're doing. How do you prepare to play well? You know, the talk is, it's talk. That's all it is. It's the actions that you're looking at. Are you practicing well? Are you preparing well? Are you doing your job?
Bulls coming off a win over Orlando Sunday, 98-97. Kirk Heinrich out tonight. Mike Dunleavy, a game-time decision. Blackhawks off until tomorrow when they skate against Vancouver at United Center, as the Hawks will likely have Corey Crawford back in net after Antti Raanta's 27 saves yesterday. Both Hawks goals came from Marian Hossa in last night's loss. Baseball news, the White Sox lose outfielder Tony Campana for the entire season coming up, as he has torn his ACL. After a brawl over the weekend, the IHSAA in Indiana has canceled the boys' basketball seasons for Griffith and Hammond High Schools in Northwest Indiana. College Basketball Hall of Fame coach Jerry Tarkanian has been hospitalized with breathing trouble. He's being monitored very closely in Nevada. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. Join the Jay Zawoski and special guest Ben Smith at Gilhooly's in Chicago Monday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks and Atlantis Limousines. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Big thanks to Casey Johnson, Fells, young Sam Fells, not so young anymore, but still great. David Schuster. Special thanks to Wayne Randazzo, who held down the first hour of the show with Patrick. The producers of the show, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, my guy, Shep. I had a little birthday a couple weeks ago. It was snowing, Shep, or else I would have been out to your bowling event. Adam Pac-Man Harris and Brian Gerst on the video stream. Our intern is Eric Domingo. Tomorrow, Florio is going to be on the show. Mark Schanowski is going to be on the show and more. The 2 men that are going to be taking over the microphone now will be on until 6 o'clock. Dan Bernstein, Terry Bors. Terry.
Yes.
We took something that you guys like to do and applied it to something else. You know how sometimes you guys will kick people out of Halls of Fame?
Oh, we'll clean out a Hall of Fame for you in 2 seconds. Yep.
Yeah.
Patrick wanted to kick everybody out of the WWE Hall of Fame.
There is one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And Patrick took a cleaver and just cleared that place out.
Well, who are you down to?
Well, here's the problem. I guess Rikishi went in. Exactly. You don't know.
I don't know who Rikishi is.
Exactly.
He was a big 400-pound giant man.
And his move was he would stick his butt in your face.
He would sit on your face.
That's lovely.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, some places that cost you. I see. I never heard that name. I'm wrestling dumb these days.
That's got to be bad to get the script when they come out and you have to lose to Rikishi. Be like, oh no.
He's going
to
sit on your face.
Let me get you a picture of Rikishi and just show you all just how bad
maybe
it is.
Maybe it's in your contract.
He's sitting on your face.
You have to
all
lose
day.
To Rikishi twice a month.
I mean, that's you can be a jobber and have that as your job, but oh boy, there's better ways to earn a living, I think.
Well, I was trying to explain to Patrick that. That in a former life, Terry Bors was involved in wrestling.
Yeah, a friend of mine wrestled. We were involved in it for a long time.
Until they wanted to kill you and you had to escape.
Yeah, they frightened me in Beloit. And, you know, that's just Beloit. I mean,
the
God
fans
only knows.
Or the fellow wrestlers?
No, the fellow wrestlers were fine. They were all, you know, I had no problem with any of those guys. But the crowd, and I didn't have anything to do with it. I was just sort of managing him. And a pregnant woman came near the ropes and he like kicked at the ropes. He never kicked her. But you know how the crowd gets in, they believe that he kicked her.
Yes.
Well, he didn't kick the big fat dope, big fat cheesehead. He didn't kick her. He wasn't even close to kicking her. But everybody got wrapped up and thought that he did. So there was a lot of anger spilling over.
So they wanted to run you out of town
on
the rail.
They did. Well, they put sugar in the gas tank, so we couldn't run anywhere. We walked.
Oh. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Put sugar in his gas tank. And, because he drove me everywhere. He was my chauffeur. Because I had no car. I had no, at that time, I had nothing. Not even a way to drive a car. So we used his car. No beater. And they poured sugar in his gas tank.
So how did you guys get away?
We walked. Well, after the police finally came and calmed it down so they wouldn't get us. Because I did not want to open the door. Because they were pounding on the locker room door.
You walked to where? Like back to the hotel?
No, we were in the hotel. We walked back home.
From Beloit?
Yeah, we got to go right to McCop.
Oh, okay. Eventually.
Eventually. And I had a test that day. I had two finals that day, that next day. And
that's what happened to me once on a college trip where we had a friend of ours abandon us. We were up at Brown University for
not a real friend.
No, it was a college sort of.
No, but somebody obviously knew it.
It was a Gals Before Pals.
Knew him well enough.
It was a college broadcaster convention at Brown, and we decided on a whim to fly up, even though we're the only school with no faculty involvement, entirely extracurricular. So we could do whatever the hell we wanted, and we basically drank the entire time, and we were showing up drunk. I do told you the Ted Turner story. We got kicked out. So we ended up one night late, and somewhere in. We started in Providence and ended up in New Hampshire somehow. And somewhere in rural New Hampshire, there was a women's college where our friend knew somebody. And he's like, oh, it's easy pickings. We're all going to be fine.
Animal House.
Meanwhile, right. So we show up there. He runs away with this girl and we're just left standing there. There's nobody there. We're in the wilderness. We have no idea where we are and how we get back to Rhode Island. And we just start walking and it ends up that a cop comes over and finds us. He's like, look, I could take you to the state line, but that's it.
That's what we got. We got to the state line.
He says, I can only take you to the state line. I'm not going to take you to another state.
That's correct.
Is that the same thing?
So you would only take it to the state line.
We hitchhiked back to our hotel in downtown Providence.
Did you ever go back to Beloit?
No, I've never been back to Beloit since. I'm still frightened of that.
Oh, it's a great time in Beloit.
No.
A bustling metropolis.
Not for me, it wasn't.
Please tell me that this type of stuff is going to be in the book.
Oh, yeah, it'd be in the book. Sure.
Okay, good.
Hopefully embellished.
I have 13 chapters done, and I haven't even really added the stuff that I've sort of done here that I'm going to put into the book somehow, some way. But it's going to be, yeah, I've done a lot of work on it.
Is this the worst sports day ever, by the way?
Yes.
I woke up and went through, I looked at actually what is drawing attention in the Tribune sports.
What is drawing attention in the Tribune? What's drawing attention?
Oh, my God. They've got this, the video coordinator for the Clippers, a huge story about how she wants to coach in the NBA.
Isn't that sort of what February is, though?
They brought back Ronnie Bull.
Oh, Ronnie Bull?
He's on the back page.
This is as bad as I've ever seen. This is probably the worst sports day I've ever seen.
Well, there was some good stuff last night.
It's a good hockey game.
Fun hockey game. But
other than that, there's nothing else.
No.
That's why we went through the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we thought we'd have a little fun when we knock people out. February's like that.
This is really quite...
It's pretty close to this, though.
We need somebody to die, though.
Well, we just had somebody die.
I know, we need
somebody
else to die.
How many people you want to die?
Well, I know, we had two. Yeah, we had Dean Smith.
Tark is ill. Tark is
I thought he's doing us a favor, maybe.
Tark is going.
Well, what we haven't had is...
Don't
really
shake your head at me, Shepkowski.
That's what he's doing. He's very angry.
We haven't had like a Bears story in a couple of weeks either. You know, like
it's
there hasn't.
Ryan Pace been really quiet. I'm telling you, I think watching the 2014 film killed him.
Well, we talked to him and he said that's what he was going to do.
Or put him asleep or.
No, coma.
Coma?
Yep. He's hanging like those bodies in the movie Coma. He's suspended from the ceiling. And who is it? Adrian Barbeau? Wasn't she the.
Oh,
female
I loved Adrian Barbeau.
In that movie.
Yeah, I loved Adrian Barbeau.
Still pretty good up to a few years ago.
I could be wrong. Or maybe, Genevieve Bujold, I think it was.
Well, Adrian Barbeau was my.
I think it was Genevieve Bujold who was in Coma. That's where Ryan Pace is.
Coma. Usually the films you see I'm not interested in.
I'll look it up.
Immediately. But I did see Coma.
Oh, just on your principle.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
Completely not interested in his movies, his food, his anything. I mean, nothing with him. So.
How about Tom Thibodeau coming out today finally saying enough talk? Enough talk.
Yeah, maybe the boys haven't. Can we load that soundbite up of Tibbs? Just a little while ago, Schuster brought this to us. And Patrick and I were kind of discussing whether the players have taken it upon themselves to kind of coast a little bit so that they're ready until April, if that's a possibility. But Tibbs said this today, not about that, but he said this about his team and the talking.
The talk is, it's talk. That's all it is. It's the actions that you're looking at. Are you practicing well? Are you preparing well? Are you doing your job? And if we get everyone doing that, then our chances of winning are going to be good. And if we don't, then the results aren't going to be good. So, I think when you start looking ahead and looking at things that way, that doesn't help.
Who's he talking about, Dan?
Pau Gasol. This is we've got a Thibodeau Gasol rift here building.
And, talker.
You know, we took a call yesterday from somebody who this is, and we had great calls yesterday. We did not know.
It's like we were doing a different show.
Right. Come on,
I swear to God, we don't know what radio show it was yesterday.
Yep.
But we had terrific calls.
That's what February and they're being no nothing
Bears.
Going on.
It means get the Bears idiots out of there.
By the way, I did 45 minutes with Packers fans last night.
Packers fans are right.
It was tremendous, and it was this. If you just kind of took some different names and put them in different places, it's exactly like taking calls about the Bears. Someone that was mad during the NFC title game that Clay Matthews took his helmet off and was doing his hair. It was great. It was so much fun last night.
Why didn't they sign Urlacher? So. Somebody speculated, say, Pau Gasol really commands a lot of respect in a locker room, and he is very outspoken and very well-spoken. Do you think it's possible that his vibe is rubbing off on some guys in there when it comes to understanding his body or reacting to a hard-ass coach? And all I can tell you is, and as I said to that caller, you're on to something, because there's no doubt that for better or for worse, he Howe is very opinionated. He makes his feelings very clear and has since he got here.
Doing it again today?
And he's doing it again. And Thibodeau doesn't want to hear it.
What was the locker room like in L.A. with him and Kobe? Were they pushed like they are here with Thibodeau? Or is he a guy that can say, this is the way it was in L.A. and it worked?
Yeah, Kobe ran that team.
Right.
No matter what else was going on.
But I mean just more of your day-to-day operations as a player, like taking time off for practice, how hard you practice.
It's more mellow.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
So he's probably sitting around telling stories saying, hey, guys, this is the way we did it in L.A. and it worked.
There's not a lot of Bulls enjoying themselves. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
That they and I know you say, well, spoiled multimillionaire athletes, but we've talked about it, that they talk and they know there's other guys around the league on teams that are really, really good that are having a lot more fun, that don't have the oppressive atmosphere the Bulls have, sure, and just feel a little more comfortable doing their jobs.
You can work harder when you have a fun atmosphere. When you want to get in your car and drive to work, that you can work a lot harder, and they need that.
Yeah, but and Powell's, when he says we have to try this, we have to give effort, we have to do that.
Yeah.
Move your feet, man.
Yeah. Can he?
I don't think so.
No. Yeah. You go right by him. He's the easy target.
You see DeMarcus Cousins get loose tonight. I know he doesn't have any help on that team.
He's not in a good place either. His numbers are good, but he's saying all sorts of weird crap now.
He's got no coach.
Right.
Even though the coach that they did have was, I want to say, above 500 before Cousins got hurt. And then they fired that guy, and the poor Ty Corbin is there like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah, he always gets the bad. Yeah,
that's his lot in life, it seems.
Yeah.
And now George Karl is lobbying for that job and wants the Orlando job, and it's bizarre.
Yeah, because they said if Karl wasn't hired by Sunday, then he's not going to be hired. Well, that's not true. They're still talking to him. But they said Sunday's the day. That's it. Hired by Sunday if he's going to be the coach. Well, it's past Sunday. He's still not hired. I don't think the Kings, even though anybody comes in, I think has a chance against the Bulls. Probably not.
No, the Kings aren't.
Probably
not. They're no good.
Yeah, probably not.
But we've said that four times this season far.
So Orlando's not any good.
No, they are not. They're bad. They're real bad.
Yeah, it was Genevieve Bouchold in coma. It was and Michael Douglas, Rip Torn, Richard Widmark, and Lois Chiles. That's a cast for 1978 right there, buddy. There you go.
How do you say so?
A little Rip Torn action?
As the villain, yes.
Yeah, he was.
Indeed, a bad guy.
Rip Torn.
So,
great name.
I just don't think the odds of the Bulls having yet another clunker at home against a bad team are very good. That you should knock down enough.
Well, Gasol
bad
came out
shots
and said we have to have these two games.
Well, you're not going to get one of them.
I don't think so either. But that goes against what Tom Thibodeau's saying, or that stop talking.
Did you
start
follow?
Playing.
Speaking of, though, the Cavaliers story is really interesting. That LeBron's,
with LeBron subtweeting Kevin Love,
giving it to him,
yeah,
giving it to him, and then he's playing this passive aggressive game with the media, where first he kind of admits he's talking about Kevin Love, what we talk about when we talk about Love, Raymond Carver, and then he's saying that he's not, and then he says, well, why wouldn't I say anything like that? Wink, wink. And Love's getting the message. Seems like Love's a big baby is what it seems.
You know, and there was a reason, I guess, that we talked to people up there. There was a reason they never won when he was there. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that. I mean, never even close. He's never been at a better 500 team, has he? His entire NBA career? I think there's a reason for these things.
I talked with some people up there, too. And when there was talk, maybe Kevin Love to the Bulls makes sense. I was kind of in the, would love the numbers, but not sure I want
the
guy.
They don't know if he wants to compete. He's
had things very easy.
Yes, he has.
And he's had a lot of great
numbers.
Very
low expectations.
Yeah, makes it easy to perform.
Well, he likes his great numbers, too. That's the other thing. And Chris Bosh said it. There's some great stuff right after they acquired Love. I think it was Ethan Skolnick that sought out Chris Bosh. And Bosh talked about what Love would have to understand, what he would have to do, what he would have to be professionally aware of.
What he would have to sacrifice.
To win something significant. And that's what LeBron is trying to get across to him, is that it's bigger than you.
The scary thing is that at the beginning of this, you would have thought it would have been Kyrie that would have had the harder time getting along, just even from a basketball standpoint, of here's another guy who wants the ball in his hands. And Kyrie is like, okay, whatever you need.
Yeah.
And now he's dropping 52 on people.
Yeah. J.R. Smith is not only passing the ball, he's passing really well. Anticipating. He's not a ball
stopper.
But
you can't, I don't think you can win the East unless Love is really good.
Correct.
And I don't, there's no guarantee he's going to be really good because I haven't seen it. Very rare. Very rare. And I don't get it.
They got Mozgov to take the defensive pressure off of
Lillard.
Sure,
he's done that.
That trade and worked.
You know why Mozgov was available? You know what made him expendable?
What? That they're trying to lose in Denver.
And a 20-year-old rookie named Yusuf Nurkic. I don't know if you've watched him. He's kind of growing into this big body of his, but he's a beast. And you know how they acquired him? After the Nuggets traded with the Bulls, they swapped to trade up. So the Bulls got Doug McDermott, and they got this guy later. And this guy's going to be a force. He didn't know what he's doing yet. But he's a big, angry man.
Why won't Tibbs play my guy McBuckets? I need to see that he can't play. I need to see it.
That's right. I agree with that. I need to see it, too.
It's got
to
be something in practice. It has to be all practice. To me, a coach, if you can't do it in the practice court or field, you're not getting any game time.
That's rough. Feel bad.
That's the worry. And I'm not.
They could use him.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure. But the percentage possibility that he's an absolute bust might be on the rise. If he can't play.
He can't play over Tony Snell.
I mean, we saw some issues.
Although, to speak to that, Tibbs did sit Tony Snell for quite a long time, too. And now it's like, Tony Snell. So maybe it's just a guy has to get used to him.
Yeah, my guy, I'm concerned, but I haven't given up hope.
Don't shut down the camp just yet.
No, you shouldn't.
Not when you're reopening Beckham camp.
Dougie McBeckham.
Yeah, I know. Hey, wait a minute. No, I'm not the only one.
Nope.
I'm not the only one. And I you know, when I watched him, I saw better than that. I don't know what. Look, there's plenty of guys on the Bulls that can't guard anybody. Plenty of that.
Truth.
So, I mean, at least I know. And you say, well, he can't. Well, he got in the game the other night, didn't miss a shot, didn't miss anything. So I all I know is I would take a look. You got nothing to lose.
I'm with you.
Take a look.
What are you guys doing today?
Well,
did you get your folder?
We have several calls out there.
We have several calls. We're looking for people, places, and things.
I know you wanted to talk to Christine Brennan, you were efforting her on the Greg Hardy stuff, which is really good. And our buddy Phil Rosenthal from the Tribune.
He's great.
And he's always fun to talk to, so we're going to grab him as well and stuff.
We're going to talk about making up stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like, you know, Terry's been everywhere he goes. He's hit with RPG fire now.
That's what happened when I hit the parked cars. Missile. Blew my back tire out, and there I'm skidding into eight cars, and then I try to, you know, then I was going to drive away, and I couldn't because the missile blew the back of the car away.
So now we know where you are when you're not here. You're fighting ISIL.
I am. Yeah.
Succeeding too,
pushing them back.
I mean, I am
gaining Lawrence, territory. Yes,
it is hitting me all the time. Got me last night in the driveway.
Drone strike.
Yep, drone strike. Fire all the time. I can't go anywhere. I go outside, there's a body floating down the street.
Even an area that's not flooded.
No, it's not flooded. It's got some floating down the street. I think maybe I'm drinking too much.
Did you see the trailer for the NWA movie?
Yes.
Dude.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, hey, someone's already died for it, so you might as well just go ahead. It's the Suge Knight stuff. Suge Knight was trying to get on the set of the movie.
That's what that was?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were referencing Eazy-E.
No, that was a while ago. But yeah, that's...
It's weird, though, that Ice Cube's kid is playing Ice Cube.
Yep. And he had to come in and read for it, too.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. And it's uncanny. It's unsettling as you're watching. It's him. I mean, it's like it's all of a sudden he's younger and playing himself, and it's just bizarre.
There was a time when Ice Cube was the scariest man in America.
And then
now he's O'Shea Huxtable.
Well, that's he was the embodiment. We didn't know at the time that he was
an art student,
a college art student who sort of created this whole persona. We're like, oh yeah, they're really trying to kill cops. So here in the suburbs, we're gonna really enjoy the hell out of this music.
Well, gentlemen, have a good afternoon.
We are going to, Lawrence, because there's stuff. Don't worry. Don't listen to this idiot. There's stuff.
There's plenty of stuff. Terry said it, so that means it's true.
He's got stuff. He's got his yellow pad.
Hey! Commercial?
Got 17 pages of notes. I'm going to give it to Harvey Wills. Where is he?
Patrick Manley will be back tomorrow. I won't be back until tomorrow night. I'm going to bed. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe you get that call.
That's a good point, Terry. I shouldn't say when the next time I'm going to be on the air. It will be at some point tomorrow, though. That's for sure. Boers and Bernstein is coming up next here on The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. There are far too many awards in sports nowadays, but there should be a college basketball award that honors the memory of Dean Smith. It shouldn't go to the coach who wins the most games in a year, or recruits the most one-and-dones, or even who graduates the most players. It should go to a coach who most personifies Dean Smith's qualities, selflessness, loyalty, and willingness to stand up for what's right. It doesn't have to be a big-name coach, but it can be. It might be a Division II or Division III coach. The award should include a check that does not go into a scholarship fund at the coach's school, but goes to a group that works with minority kids who will not go to college on an athletic scholarship, but need financial aid to afford college. That's an award that would have meant something to Dean Smith. To be worthy of that award would be a high honor indeed. I'm John Feinstein.
Do you boast about the proficiency of your trusted financial calculator? Does getting your business a refund feel like an act of heroism? If so, you might be gear-centric, someone who knows that the right office gear helps you do great things. And at Office Depot and Office Max, we have the quality tax gear you need. Right now, save $10 on TurboTax and H&R Block Deluxe and Hire. Office Depot and Office Max, gear up for great. Offer ends 2/14.
So, what brings you and Greg to marriage counseling today?
Jake from State Farm. My husband calls him all the time. 2, 3 in the morning, it doesn't matter.
I see. Greg, is this true?
Yeah, Jake saves us tons on our insurance. No matter what time it is, he's always there.
Mm-hmm. And how much did he save you?
Hundreds.
Listen, can I call this Jake from State Farm?
You've got to be kidding me.
State Farm is there for you anytime, anywhere. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM or click today. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Last Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are giving away over $4,000 worth of tools to help your business be successful in 2015. Enter at NewYearSweepstakes.com. Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Save more.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hello there.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And everybody, good afternoon. Got to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. I think it's already started, hasn't it? And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
That's just me. I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll do the second half at 3:30. Phil Rosenthal will join us at 4:40. We've got surprises along the way as well with a bunch of phone calls out there. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at borsandbernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. Streaming 670thescore.com.
Texting
67011. Texts on The Score are presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, at Bors_Bernstein. One, follow me, at Dan_Bernstein. There is borsandbernstein.com and the Audio Roadshow application for your mobile device. It allows you to answer the 10 seconds of glory question. What's the worst part about the White Sox losing Tony Campana for the season? Our producers today, Ethan Shaw.
Let's go to West Chicago. Hello, Fred. Good morning.
Good morning, Max. How are you?
Max? Who's Max?
Who am I talking to?
Who's Max?
I thought it was Max Aitman. I'm sorry.
Who's that? That's not his name either.
Oh, okay. Well, who am I talking to?
You're talking to me.
All right, sir. I got a couple questions for you on the Bulls. I'm a big Bulls fan.
Every conversation's just got out that way, by the way. No matter who you're talking to.
I'm sorry.
Max Zeman?
I think I'm moving Ethan Shaw to slot receiver. I can't put him in any roles. I don't know what to do with him. He's a new man. I think slot receiver.
Chris Tannehill.
When you have 60%, nearly 60% ball possession, do you think that you can do that with long balls? Yeah, long balls.
He's kept it in the truck.
I cannot do that with long balls. Makes it very difficult.
Oh, my God.
My friends at the gym. Our interns are Tony Fish. Tommy Guns.
Long balls.
Hey, Chris Ronji.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ronji. The Wolves return to Allstate Arena tomorrow versus Milwaukee, the Amtrak rivalry game. Tonight, the Bulls are at home against a Sacramento team in the midst of a head coaching transition after they fired Michael Malone. Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau says You can't let the distractions be a bother.
You know, whether it's your schedule, you know, there's trade talk, there's all kinds of things, you know, coaches, there's... So if you want to, you can choose to use an excuse almost every night.
Tonight, Mike Dunleavy will be a game-time decision. Kirk Heinrich is out. Meanwhile, the Kings are reportedly close to hiring George Karl to take over as their head coach. White Sox outfielder Tony Campana is likely done for the season. He tore his ACL during a workout. Former UNLV coach Jerry Tarkanian hospitalized after having trouble breathing. It is the result of an infection. There's a couple of basketball games, or there are a couple of basketball games tonight of note. Number 10, Notre Dame takes on Clemson, Northwestern against Michigan State, and NIU will host Ball State tonight. This update brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. And did you know that Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from? Well, no matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boris and Bernstein, 134 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Let me just tell you this, that Gasol, if you measured the column inches of his quotes during the course of this basketball season, you'd have yourself a whole newspaper. He is...
not to mention all he writes. He's got a blog where he writes his own articles in Spanish.
Yeah, he likes to talk. Loves to talk, and oftentimes I can see where it would be irritating to Tom. I can see where it would be, because I think that, you know, when you look at what's happened here, he's got to take some blame rather than kind of tiptoeing around and saying things. I mean, some of this, although maybe he's just not used to doing that.
That's what he's talking about. And if the Bulls want attention in a time where there is an absolute vacuum of sports news, if they want attention paid to that, they're doing a good job of it. And I want to thank Score listener Jeff for finding this, this Ramona Shelburne article from December 13th, 2013. Lakers forward Pau Gasol has made it clear in recent days that he still isn't comfortable with his role in coach Mike D'Antoni's offense. But D'Antoni says he's heard it all before, and to him it's getting old. The biggest thing is, everybody to a man, we've just got to play harder and worry about things less, D'Antoni said. Hopefully we do that tonight. Asked about Gasol's desire to be used more in the post, D'Antoni said, that's one thing. If they just don't want to do it that way, then you have to accept it or not, but there's no reason to not play hard. That's a classic. Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Well, you don't have trouble getting up to the pay stub line.
He's just, you know, and forward, huh? I mean, he's a good guy. It's just funny that... Well, D'Antoni made a lot of people unhappy, though, to be fair, right? I mean,
I'm not picking sides in that. I'm just saying he likes to express himself.
Yeah. And I just think too often he expresses himself here where it's just, well, wrong a lot of times. And not enough of, it's not necessarily blaming teammates or anything, but it's a lot of talk. And I think Tom is right, a lot of noise about nothing. So I'll take it with a grain and be advised about it. But I thought there was other Bulls who like to talk a little bit. But, you know, that's who you go to. You want to talk? You want to just sit down and shoot the breeze? He must be available for you.
Yeah, I think that...
He must be there waiting for you.
I think Thibs's point is that he doesn't want to hear it from him. Right now, the idea of playing harder, et cetera. I mean, it's in Rose too. You know, a guy who you don't remember the last time a guy dove on the floor after a loose ball. You got to go back years before that's happened, back to when that you last saw that. A guy, you keep having to remind him, go, 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 attack, attack, attack. And that's the guy saying, well, yeah, we gotta play harder. And then Gasol, who has been one of the reasons for some of these defensive struggles, some of the team defense issues where everybody's trying to cover for everybody else and it just looks bad. You've got the Orlando Magic getting whatever shot they want whenever they want it. And... I think Thibodeau is—he's often not this cryptic, but it's very clear, sort of what he's saying there. And when it's mentioned it before, then lately over the past couple weeks, he's been dropping little things in there about I got to play 2 7-footers. Now that's that sort of shot at the roster construction, saying here's what they gave me. I'm doing the best I can with what they gave me, and now he's explaining that it's enough talking. Play harder. Be better in pick-and-roll defense. It'll all look better.
Yeah, he. I just think when you look at him, and you know, Gasol has certainly played great offensively. There's no complaints about what he's done. He's a double-double machine, and he's had some truly big scoring nights. But at the end of games and in clutch situations and big times in a game where you don't expect a team to do what the others have done to the Bulls this year, he's of no help to you at all. He's really not much help to you. I mean, there are a few centers in the NBA that don't challenge shots. They aren't around there when you're doing
well,
stuff.
Well, if he happens to be there,
But he's not.
If he's there, he'll challenge the shot.
Yeah, but he's not. I don't know where he is sometimes, but he's not there. I think that while he's been great, been a terrific offensive player, you can't win with that because there's too many guys that you'll see in the playoffs that are also good offensive players and also do some other things as well and play harder on defense and a lot of things you'll run into.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. You're listening to The Score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Guys, need to spice up your man cave with new swag? Man Cave Daily has got you covered. Enter now for a chance to win the ultimate prize package. You'll get an Omaha Steaks family bundle, video games, Nivea men's shaving package, a Pinups and Pitbulls calendar, as well as head-on sports supplements. Let Man Cave Daily make your man cave winter ready. Enter now at mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes. That's mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Do as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
This is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes to
music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Do as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Do as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Do as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So they're in training camp. It's all talk. It's all meaningless. Who says it's the best talent? But, you know, you play the games, and that's what you find out. You find out, like, who you are and who's willing to pay the price. Uh-oh. And who's willing to work and who's willing to do the job for the team and who's willing to sacrifice. And usually in the end, it's always the teams that have made more of a commitment.
Uh-oh.
Ouch.
Ouch is right.
Fibs does not need a television.
Well, that leaves little or no doubt about what he's thinking, does it? I think that about sums that up.
I love him.
Short
really
of just
do.
Screaming, shut up. About does it. See, some coaches...
That is a shot at a player or players through the media is what that is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him because every time
his ass on the line,
every time there's because that starts again with him being in trouble for the job, and if they lose, he'll probably get the blame. In this case, you can go ahead and do that if you want to at the end of the year if the Bulls don't win. I don't know if you Mitch Lawrence said they win the East, and that if you win the East, then you're going to fire him. You think this is an NBA championship team? I mean, I must be missing something. If this is an NBA championship team, I don't think it is.
No.
Wish I would have thought that before I made the bet, but that's neither here nor there. I look at teams now looking for coaches, you know, and they're flummoxed. They don't know what the hell to do. There's a few guys that are sitting out there. George Karl's in the middle of all these conversations now. But when you look around at the list of guys, they say, well, this guy deserves another chance. This guy deserves another chance. I hear those names that said, not really. I could live without that. I mean, you're sort of out of ideas here. I mean, you really don't have anybody that I say, that's the killer hire. That's the killer hire right there. You've done it. Who is it?
Fred Hoiberg? That's the name that everybody is getting back to in the Bulls fantasy land.
Bulls fantasy land.
Of this guy who can, he's proven he can coach. He knows the league. He's a sharp guy, outside the box thinker, et cetera. Can relate to players because he played. It's a nice idea, but who knows? He could end up being Tim Floyd. I mean, not that drunk, but.
Well, I don't. I don't know that that's what Fred wants to do. Is that he ever indicated that he's looking for a higher level of coaching, or is he happy at Iowa State?
I don't know
either.
I just you asked for a name. That was the first. That would be the first name that everybody would suggest. But that's the name. So I don't know. I don't know the answer. So this is the latest, by the way, in a story that we talked about a lot yesterday regarding what's going on with the Little League decision on Jackie Robinson West and the residency issues. This is the Tribune. Citing new information, Little League International officials met Tuesday to discuss whether last summer's Jackie Robinson West Little League World Series National Championship team added top suburban players in violation of residency rules. Spokesman Brian McClintock said the organization's charter committee was meeting to discuss possible resolutions regarding the Jackie Robinson West team and that a final decision would likely be made this week. He declined to discuss if the team was in danger of being stripped of its title. So late last year, the organization said it was confident there were no violations of residency regulations after investigating allegations made by an official from a suburban Chicago league that some of Jackie Robinson West players live in suburbs with already established Little League teams. It said that it would conduct the investigation if necessary. On Tuesday, it's today, McClintock said the organization had received new information that prompted further review of the allegations. He would not elaborate. Officials did not immediately respond to Jackie Robinson West to an email for comment, but league officials have denied the team violated any residency rules and that none of the players was recruited. The allegations were first reported by DNAinfo.com. So when all is said and done, what do you think? I think they find some way to lawyer this thing.
I do too.
Where they let the kids keep their title.
Mm-hmm. But they're ineligible for 2 years or something.
They'll impose some kind of penalty.
There's nothing else you can do.
Or penalize the coaches. I don't want to see the kids themselves penalized. I would like to see the cheating adults have to pay some price.
Yeah, but then you got kids in Vegas saying we got screwed again. We done got screwed twice.
Do they go co-champions? Because once you start down that
remember,
road...
Remember, this story united this city until you just started breaking it apart again.
Once you go down that road, Vegas is gonna press them. We already know that. They've weighed in sort of hyperbolically.
If you find
feel.
Wrongdoing here and you say, well, you're going to be banned a couple years, that's not going to sit well with the kids in Vegas.
I don't think it's going to satisfy them if they felt that they were unjustly defeated by a team that shouldn't have been there.
Right. Absolutely not. It shouldn't satisfy them. But I find it hard to believe that it seems... readily apparent to me what happened here. I mean, all these people aren't wrong. This reporting isn't wrong. The only thing that makes sense is to take the title. I don't believe they'll do it. I don't think they have the balls to do it. So that's what I would think of some kind of a ban where you're not invited back. And while that may satisfy some, it's certainly not going to satisfy the team that's kicking up a fuss.
South Loop, this is Jay on the score.
Hey, guys, great show today. Today, not always, great show. No, just messing with you guys, though. Great show, as always. You know, I don't want to pick a side in this Bulls thing as far as the management and the coaches, but I will say this. It seems like the Bulls have always been, for the last few years, a day late and a dollar short. Their problem is the same problem. They're still missing that one guy. I mean, how long do we expect for Dunleavy and Butler to be playing out of their mind? And the other teams in the East, like Cleveland, they're making that move. I mean, they catapulted themselves over the Bulls, and they're not even all the way jailed yet.
Well, it's not Bulls, for lack of trying, though, Jay. They get it. They know that.
And so the thing about it is this. This is what I'll say. It's not for lack of trying, but look. That's your job. Your job is to get it done. To get it done.
But I'm saying, Carmelo Anthony didn't come.
I didn't want him. I'm happy. I celebrated.
Okay, what did you want?
Well, right now, this is what I want. I like everything that they've done so far. But what I don't want to see them do is stand pat and just say, all right, we're going to go into the playoffs with this team right now. I want to see them try to make a move for someone. Let's say Lance Stevenson. Let's say the guys from Denver that they have on a block down there. I forget his name. Wilson Chandler.
But
they need somebody else. Jibs, now... I follow Tibbs sometimes, how he runs players into the ground. But he is sending a message by saying this. Look, if you're not producing, you're not playing. Am I agreeing all the way with that message? No, because you got to give guys a break. But at the same time, management needs to find him one more piece and let's go at it right now because this window is closing. I mean, I could barely get a finger under this window, this championship window right now.
Agreed.
Yep, you're right.
Absolutely agreed. Another good call. Holy crap. We're going to have to take an examination, though. We're going to have to. There's something wrong here. But no, that's exactly where they're. I don't know if another player solves anything, Jim. I'm not really sure. But the championship window, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Because this is it. Gasol is 34. He's, you know, I mean, it's not like we can plan for next year. And your other problem, if Derrick Rose was still the Derrick Rose of 3 years ago, you wouldn't be saying we need another player. Wouldn't be saying we got that guy that can do this.
Right, that's
and do
the problem, that. Is the guy taking up a third of your cap space isn't the player that he was.
Right. Right. They'd be dangerous if he was. Oh, they'd be dangerous. But I don't, you know, after watching him this entire season, missed a game here and there, but not too many. He isn't showing it very much, so there's no reason for me to believe he turns it on in the playoffs, where when you have a fairly tight schedule, sometimes you get a few days off at the end of a series. Of course, the end of the series could be the end of it all for them, but I don't see it where I believe he can do it every night. Do you?
No, the explosiveness isn't there. The lift isn't there too often.
Once in a while.
Every once in a while, you see a glimpse of it, but that's what it looks like when it's not the same. And once a game, I expect him to get a layup blocked.
And he doesn't disappoint.
That just keeps happening too much because that elevation isn't what it was. He's not able to contort himself to release these shots in the same way that he used to. So I don't think getting Wilson Chandler all of a sudden means that you've altered your window.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
He's Boris. I'm Bernstein. You have the score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Do you boast about the proficiency of your trusted financial calculator? Does getting your business a refund feel like an act of heroism? If so, you might be gear-centric, someone who knows that the right office gear helps you do great things. And at Office Depot and Office Max, we have the quality tax gear you need. Right now, save $10 on TurboTax and H&R Block Deluxe and higher. Office Depot and Office Max, gear up for great. Offer ends 2/14.
Special someone in your life for Valentine's Day, please stop. I know the pressure's on, time is running up. Here's what she wants to do. She wants to impress her friends, and she'd love to post her gift on Facebook. That's why I'm here with an absolutely terrific deal from the good people at Cherry's Berries. Here's how it works. She gets a stunning bouquet of flowers delivered on the first day, and the next day she gets a freshly dipped box of giant strawberries brought to her door. And all of it is just $39.99. It's quick, easy, and you're the big winner. And yes, you heard right, all for just $39.99. The flowers are beautiful, romantic, roses guaranteed to impress. And the berries, talk about scrumptious, they're dipped in chocolatey goodness, and you can top them with chocolate chips, a decorative swizzle, or chopped nuts. They are enormous, fresh, and mouth-watering to the nth degree. I've had the strawberries here at the office last week, and they were an instant hit, lasting all of about a minute. Talk about a group of satisfied customers, and my wife has been no less impressed. She loved the gift. Now, here's the only way you get this amazing Valentine's Day special, which is good today only. All you need to do is visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my code word BOERS. That's BOERS. Tick-tock. Tick-tock.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.